I feel so small when I gaze up at the moon and stars. If you want to know where your heart lies, look where your mind goes when it wanders, and I lose myself in the stars. I look up at the skies and become lost in their endless constellations. My mind soars amongst the celestial spaces, and I find you there, my star. In the ocean of emptiness, you shine like a diamond. And just as the twinkling light of stars cannot be seen by the naked eye in daylight, sometimes you are too blind to your own brilliance, your luster and radiance, the resplendence of your light. You think yourself tarnished and beclouded, but your bright, shining light illuminates my love for you, and my heart and self are set ablaze. My countenance is burnished with a smile that is solely yours in cause and dominion. Stars cannot shine without darkness. And you, my star, shine too brightly for the greyness of this world. I know nothing with any certainty. But the sight of stars makes me dream, and I dream of you. I dream about how you move through my skies, leaving a blazing trail behind you. My star, we are made of stars. The nitrogen in our DNA, the calcium in our teeth, the iron in our blood, the carbon in our apple pies, were all made in the interiors of collapsing stars. We are made of star stuff. We are fugitive stars. Stellar kinematics is the study of the movement of stars without needing to understand how they acquired their motion. A runaway star is one which is moving through space with a strangely high velocity relative to the surrounding interstellar medium. We are runaway stars. We move at speed that has nothing to do with the world around us. The emotion between us drives us through the sky. The proper motion of a runaway star often points away exactly from its original stellar association, from whose member it therefore once must have been before it was hurled out into the skies, into the endless darkness of the sky. A close encounter between two binary systems may result in the disruption of both. And some of the stars are ejected at high velocity. A supernova can result in stars moving away at high speed as waves of gravity and emotion send them outwards. A supernova is what happened. It was a chance encounter, a fleeting moment, and our reality became a supernova, and we became fugitive stars moving at speed, away from where we started, and no idea where we're going. One day we may burn out. We may drift and scatter on the interstellar winds. But I know that no star is ever lost we once have seen. We always may be what we might have been. above our stars, beneath our constellations. 5 billion miles away, a galaxy dies, like a snowflake falling on water. Below us, some farmer, feeling the chill of that distant death, snaps on his yard light, drawing his sheds and barn back into the little system of his care. All night, the cities, like shimmering novas, tug with bright streets at lonely lights like his. You are my star, and you light my existence.